The Mishnah in Maaser's Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, discusses a worker who's working in an owner's field, and based on the rules of the Torah, he is allowed to eat from the fruits that he's working with while he's working. And the Mishnah discusses the rules of him eating and as it relates to the halachos of Maaser's, in that discussion. Hasochar sapol liksos imo b'teinim, somebody who hires a worker to do something with his figs. There's a discussion amongst the commentaries whether that means to place them into a storage place or it means to make the fig cakes that we discussed earlier. Amar lo amanash ochal teinim. He said to him, on condition that I get to eat teinim, ochalu patra. He's allowed to eat from those teinim, and he doesn't have to take off trumas and maestros, because since he eats midin Torah, he eats based on the rules of the Torah, so it's not considered to be a sale, and therefore it is not the fruits are not subject to a chiv of meiser. But amanash ochel ani uvni, if he says on condition that I and my son get to eat, his payment is that he and his son get to eat from the fruits. O sheyochel bni bischari, or he says that just his son will be able to eat from the fruits. Hu ochel patur, he's allowed to eat, because that's the din in the Torah, that's the rule in the Torah that the worker is allowed to eat, and he doesn't have to take off trumas and maaser from those fruits. Ubno ochal v'chayiv, his son is allowed to eat, but his son is chayiv in trumas and maaser, his son is not allowed to eat before taking off trumas and maaser, because that is considered to be a sale, which is mechayiv, which requires him to take off trumas and maaser immediately. He says, on condition that I can eat while I'm doing my work and after I'm done with my work, while he's working, he's allowed to eat without taking off trumas and maasos, because that is the rule of the Torah when he's allowed to eat. After he's finished with his work, he can only eat if he takes off trumas and maasos first. She'enu ochel menatzor, because at that point he's not eating based on the rule of the Torah, he's eating based on his stipulation with the owner, and therefore it's considered like a sale, and therefore he has to take off trumas and maasos before he eats from the fruits. Zehaklal ha'ochel menatzor patur, if he's eating based on the rule of the, this is the rule, if he's eating based on the rules of the Torah, then he's potter, he doesn't have to take off trumas and maasros yet. But if he's not eating midin Torah, if he's not eating based on the rules of the Torah, but rather based on a stipulation, that is considered to be a sale, and therefore he is chayav in trumos and maasros. Hayaosa belavasim, if a person was, the Mishnah Ches says that if a person was working, the Mishnah Ches goes on to discuss the rules of somebody who's working, what fruits he's allowed to eat and what fruits he's not allowed to eat. So it says, "Hayosa b'levasim." If a person was working in bad figs, lo yochal b'vno sheva, he can't eat with the fancy figs that are next to them. B'vno sheva lo yochal b'levasim. And if he eats, and if he's working with the fancy figs, so he's not allowed to eat from the junky figs that are next to him. He's only allowed to eat with the specific fruits from which he is working with. But if he first is working with the junky figs, and later he knows he's going to be working with the fancy figs, so he cannot eat now, and when he gets to the fancy figs, he'll eat his fill there, that's allowed. If a person trades fruits with his friends, Reuven gives Shimon fruits, that Shimon's going to eat the fruits, and Shimon gives to Reuven in exchange fruits that Reuven's going to eat, or Zelixos v'la Zelixos, or each of them give to the other one, and their plan is to go and do some further action with the fruits, Zelechol v'Zelixos, or one of them's going to eat, and one of them's going to do a further melacha, a further action with those fruits, so Chayev, everybody is Chayev, immediately in Trumas and Maasros, so those are all considered Mechira, those are all considered sales, which are Mechayev, each of the new owners, in Trumas and Maasros immediately, and each one has to immediately take off Trumas and Maasros and can't even eat an Achila Sarai, can't even eat a temporary eating from those fruits. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamachlef Lechol Chayev, the person who's receiving the fruits in order to eat, he is Chayev, Velixus Pater, but if the person is planning on going and doing some further action with those fruits, so then he is Pater. He's not responsible to take off Trumas and Maasros right away. He is allowed to eat an Achila Sarai, a temporary casual eating from those fruits, and he doesn't become required to take off trumas and maasos right away, because the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that a sale only brings about the chiyuv of trumas and maisus immediately if that is if it is after all the actions that are going to be done to this fruit. But if a person has a plan to do further actions to this fruit, so then the sale is not koveil maisus. The sale does not immediately create a chiyuv maisur, and therefore he's allowed to eat an achilas arai, temporary eating from that food. But the Tanakhama holds, the first opinion the Mishnah holds, that even that any sale is koveil maisus, any sale immediately puts in a chiyuv, puts in a requirement to take off trumas and maisus right away, and therefore the Tanakhama doesn't differentiate between what he's planning on doing with the fruits after, he automatically has to take off trumas and maisus right away.